The sun had nearly finished its course across the sky, and the trees, whose backs were braced against its fading rays, stretched the fingers of their shadows over the watery depths before them. But the sun seemed reluctant to abandon its world to the night. It wanted to make this farewell an unforgettable experience for all those who shared in its light and life that very day. Is there an artist in this creation who would dare hope to capture this moment of magic on canvas? Are there colors waiting to be lifted from the palette, to be blended on canvas, that could capture the brilliance of those fleeting moments? So pondered Virgil Brock and his wife as they stood at the shoreline of Winona Lake, Indiana. They mused that perhaps it would take the poet who sees beyond the sunset to interpret the truth of such a glorious moment. When man's work is done and he's finished his course over the face of this earth, perhaps the beauties beyond our earthly vision will make the sunset we see pale and commonplace. For then we shall witness with our very eyes the presence of our Savior. And though the darkness soon swept the colors from the sky, as if in final victory, the brilliance of the sunset remained in Mr. Brock's heart. Before a new day was born, a new poem was born. A poem which vividly paints with words the beauties of his eternal presence beyond the sunset. Beyond the sunset, oh, blissful morning, when with our Savior heaven is begun, earth's toiling ended, oh, glorious dawning, beyond the sunset, when day is done. Beyond the sunset, no clouds will gather. No storms will threaten and no fears annoy. O day of gladness, O day unending, beyond the sunset, eternal joy. And beyond the sunset, a hand will guide me to God the Father, whom I adore. And his glorious presence, his words of welcome, will be my portion on that fair shore. Beyond the sunset, oh, glad reunion with our beloved ones who've gone before. In that fair homeland, we'll know no parting. Beyond the sunset.